Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines five types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman or call 888-592-9909. That's 888-592-9909. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy two bottles of Revive and get one free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I can't think of a place I'd rather be than right here behind this very microphone with the great privilege of being able to share vital health information with y'all. So our number is 877-726-8255. If you want to join the broadcast, either call during the program or call anytime during the week, and there's an opportunity to record a question. We'll take some of those recorded questions a little later. Among the stories we're going to tackle, we'll talk about how a study has confirmed, what's kind of intuitive, reducing daily sitting may prevent back pain. Also, the right way to check your blood pressure, that's important. This study looks at a B vitamin and its impact on cognitive performance among older adults. Now, if I were to quiz you and say, which B vitamin is most germane to cognitive performance in seniors, you would be correct in answering vitamin B12. Vitamin B12 deficiency results in neurological problems, okay? And you can even have symptoms that resemble dementia or Alzheimer's if you don't have enough vitamin B12. But also, you'd be right in saying vitamin B1, thiamine, because thiamine deficiency can cause a form of dementia, Wernicke's encephalopathy, common in alcoholics. That's why when alcoholics get admitted to hospital, I did my medical residency close to the Bowery, and there were a lot of alcoholics, and so they would end up in my emergency room, and immediately we'd give them a shot of thiamine, okay? And sometimes they would just light up. You really see a change in their cognition almost immediately. Same thing with vitamin B3, which, either niacin or niacinamide. Also, symptoms of deficiency include dementia in a condition called pellagra. So you'd be right, you could B12, B1, B3. Here's another one, vitamin B2. There's a new study, association between vitamin B2 intake and cognitive performance among older adults. And this just came out. Now, you may or may not know that vitamin B2 is the principal reason why your urine is magic marker yellow when you take a multivitamin. It's got a very yellow color. So in addition to making yellow urine, vitamin B2 has a very important function. And I'm reading here from a reliable source, which is from the National Council. Riboflavin deficiency symptoms. Riboflavin or vitamin B2 is a heat-stable, water-soluble vitamin. Okay, that's important because water-soluble vitamins, you have to keep taking them. You know, they just go out with your urine. But they don't just make expensive urine or magic marker-colored urine. It's a water-soluble vitamin that the body uses to metabolize carbohydrates, fats, and protein into glucose for energy. It has something to do with the Krebs cycle. The Krebs cycle is the cycle of respiration by which we convert fuel into energy. Okay? So this vitamin also is an antioxidant. Commonly not recognized that vitamin B2 is an antioxidant. You know, we tend to think of things like, carotenoids, vitamin C, of course, vitamin E. But we don't usually think of vitamin B2 or riboflavin as an antioxidant. In riboflavin deficiency, macronutrients like fats, carbohydrates, and proteins cannot be digested and utilized to maintain the body. I guess they can be digested, but they can't be utilized. It's necessary for normal development, lactation, physical performance, and reproduction. So it has to do with two coenzymes, flavin mononucleotide and flavin adenine dinucleotide. So these are part of the energy transport system within the cell. And riboflavin also helps to convert tryptophan to niacin. And some preventable diseases manageable with adequate riboflavin are anemia. Yeah, inadequate riboflavin can cause anemia, rarely, and less commonly than B12 or folate or iron deficiency. But also, deficiency of riboflavin is associated with cataracts, migraines. One of the therapies for migraines is to take really high-dose riboflavin, along with other things like coenzyme Q10, and even thyroid dysfunction. Okay, so in this study, what they found is that intake of riboflavin was associated with better cognitive scores in older adults. 2,893 individuals over 60 were included, average age 69, half men, half women. Vitamin B2 intake above the RDA. See, the RDA is kind of measly. They say, well, take this to avoid deficiency. But what if you take more? And most of us who are taking supplements, we're definitely taking way over the RDA, right? Vitamin B2 intake above the RDA reduced the risk of low cognitive performance compared to intake below the RDA. So higher vitamin B12 intake was negatively associated with the risk of low cognitive performance. There's a lot of double negatives in there. So higher that's a double negative. So higher vitamin B2 intake was associated with better cognitive performance. Physical activity may modify the association between vitamin B2 and cognitive performance. Okay, so if you exercise, maybe that mitigates the effects of not taking vitamin B2. The bottom line is adequate vitamin B2 intake could help protect cognitive function. So if you're concerned about preserving cognitive function, who's not? Make sure that vitamin B2 is part of your suite of nutrients. Usually a good quality multi will do it. I think the things like the Centrum, one-a-day multivitamins, they have very low levels. And so I would recommend a little bit more sophisticated multivitamin. My personal favorite is Alpha Base by Ortho Molecular. And, you may say, where do you get those high-quality vitamins? You know, maybe you don't get them at, Costco. Well, here's your source. You can shop hundreds of curated vetted supplements, including one of my favorite multi, which is Alpha Base by Ortho Molecular in my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. So check it out and utilize that for high-quality vitamins. You can take a B-complex. B-complex definitely is going to amp up your intake of B2 along with a whole suite of the B vitamins. And they work together, and that's why they call it the B complex. There's a lot of synergy among the different B vitamins. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. Did you know that collagen makes up 30% of the protein in your body? It's the substance that gives structure, support, and strength to your skin, muscles, bones, and connective tissues. Collagen is what keeps our skin firm and youthful, preventing it from sagging. It also supplies amino acids that are crucial for building healthy hair and protecting hair follicles. The collagen supplement that I use and recommend to my patients is Revive by Bright Core Nutrition. Revive combines 5 types of collagen with hyaluronic acid and biotin to heal and nourish your skin, hair, and nails. Studies show that collagen also helps relieve joint inflammation and pain. If you're looking to heal your body from the inside out and reverse some effects of aging, Revive could be your answer. For more information and to order, visit mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, buy 2 bottles of Revive and get 1 free, plus a collagen sheet mask as a free gift. That's mybrightcore.com/Hoffman for Revive Multi-Collagen Protein.
It takes guts to get through this political season. To keep your gut and digestive tract in top form, cast your vote today for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, the clear choice of health professionals worldwide. A superior probiotic formula, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are uniquely fermented to include prebiotics, the culture medium that provides food to the probiotics, as well as postbiotics, the organic nutrients that result from the fermentation process. Most other probiotics available today do not contain pre- or postbiotics and enter your body empty-handed. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics travel with their full pre- and postbiotic systems, providing the diversity of flora that creates and nourishes the environment in your gut for better and longer-term results. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are ready to go to work for you immediately. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. And calling that number enables you to record a question. So let's hear one of those.
Yes, Dr. Hoffman. I've had my vitamin D level checked a while back, and it was at 40. So I doubled my vitamin D dose from 5,000 a day to 10,000 a day. And recently it went up to 48. I've heard you say that higher levels might be better. Should I be taking more than 10,000 to increase my levels of vitamin D? Thank you very much.
Okay, you know, this is a really interesting question because, you know, first it pertains to, you know, what's the optimal level for vitamin D? Well, they say that, you know, using the scale that you're using, that less than 20 is deficiency and anything above 20 is okay. But a lot of people invoke the concept of insufficiency. In other words, 30 is not deficient, but it may be insufficient. 40 is probably the threshold of adequacy, but some people, for various reasons, for prevention or because they have a medical condition, maybe an autoimmune disease, maybe they're frail, maybe they're trying to promote bone density, they want to push it up to, say, 60 or 70. The threshold for toxicity is 100, so we don't really want it much above 100. There may be some special cases where, say, for cancer or, you know, certain conditions where we think vitamin D is very important, like multiple sclerosis, we may want to flirt with that upper limit. But for ordinary folks trying to engage in prevention, 60 or 70 is fine. Now, the curious thing is that people react differently to taking oral vitamin D. For some people, you know, just taking a couple of thousand a day is fine. And maybe they're augmenting their vitamin D because they're relatively young, their skin is still receptive to ultraviolet rays, and they spend a lot of time outside, and they have relatively light skin. Darker individuals don't make vitamin D as readily as lighter-skinned individuals. And so they get a little bit of vitamin D production from sunlight, and they get a little bit from the oral vitamin D that they take. But other people, and I've seen this in my patients, where we're trying to get their vitamin D up, and we give them 2,000, barely budges. We give them 5,000, it goes up a little bit. We give them sometimes 10,000, and that's the dose that's required to keep them at 60 or 70. But the problem is that vitamin D, unlike, I was talking about vitamin B2 earlier, it's water soluble, it goes out kind of with the wash, with your urine, and you have to take it regularly to maintain levels. Vitamin D has a cumulative effect. It's fat soluble, and it accumulates. So let's say you're taking 10,000 to increase your vitamin D from 40 to 48, and you keep taking it. Next time it's 62, and the next time you take it, it's 89. And then a year later, it's 112. And that could be a problem. So typically what we'll do if we want to get vitamin D levels up is we'll amp up the dosage, but we'll check periodically to see where it's going, and then we'll pull back. We'll pull back. Maybe your sweet spot is 5 alternating with 10, or alternatively, you could take 50,000 once a week. 50,000 divided by 7 is 49. I'm sorry, divided by 7 is 7 approximately, right? So, 49 divided by 7 is 7. But 50,000 divided by 7 is approximately 7. So, if you want to hit like 7,000 per day, you could take 50,000 once a week. Because it's fat soluble, that's probably just about as good as taking it on a daily basis, unlike water-soluble vitamins like vitamin C and the B vitamins. So it's a little bit of an art. You can do this on your own, but you might want to get some medical supervision from someone acquainted with vitamin D supplementation, like an integrated physician or a nutritionally oriented doctor, or someone who has experience in optimizing levels. But look, notwithstanding that, you're not in trouble here because your level of 49, for most purposes, is okay. All right. So to say, oh my goodness, it's only 49. I must aggressively supplement to get it up to 60 or 70. I'm not sure that that's such an urgent priority. You may even default to just stay on 5,000 and see if 6 months, 12 months, 18 months hence, it's not going up a little bit into the optimal range, 50, 60, 70, where we might like to see it. 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, you heard me say for years that NT Factor is the breakthrough supplement that's proven to repair and renew your body's cells. And, of course, that includes your immune cells, such as your T cells and white blood cells. NT Factor has been shown to contribute to a more robust and effective immune response. So now that we're in cold and flu season, NT Factor is combining with the powerful antioxidants vitamin C and D to provide you with an immune booster bundle. Vitamin C and D help stimulate the production of white blood cells and activate immune cells, which play a key role in defending against pathogens. Together with NT Factor, they help modulate immune function, reduce inflammation, and promote overall immune health. For a limited time, you can buy a bottle of NT Factor with D3K2 and get a bottle of C1000 with NT Factor absolutely free. That's a savings over $26. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Save over $26 on the powerful cocktail of vitamin C and D with NT Factor at ntfactor.com. 877-726-8255, our number. Recently, I did a feature on what's called dead butt syndrome. I love that term, dead butt syndrome. And we'll talk a little more about dead butt syndrome and the impact of sitting on back pain. Yes, it's true. The daily sitting is a culprit when it comes to back pain. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You've
You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And a special announcement, there is a free offer courtesy of Kyolic Age Garlic Extract. Our friends at Kyolic Age Garlic Extract want to help you stay healthy while keeping your costs down, and as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you're now entitled to free coupons and free samples. Just go to kyolic.com/radio. There you'll find a drop-down menu. You can click on Dr. Ronald Hoffman. No purchase necessary. That's kyolic.com/radio for coupons and free samples from Kyolic. Give it a shot. All right. Perhaps to talk about the impact of daily sitting on back pain. And recently, there was a big article in the New York Times, quite a good article, I must admit, about what's called dead butt syndrome, which means not only does sitting not cause you to utilize your gluteal muscles, but which causes atrophy, right? You know, use it or lose it. You don't use a muscle, it weakens, right? But also, it undermines the brain-to-muscle connections. In effect, you forget how to engage your glutes. And a lot of people, they've lost the ability to engage their glutes. And this results in all kinds of problems, back problems, hip problems, even knee and ankle problems, because your glutes are among the most powerful muscles in your body. And sitting makes this worse. Now, in many countries, I remember this distinctly. When I was 18, I, you know, just took a year off of college, and like many kids in the 1970s, I grabbed a backpack and some provisions, and I traveled around Europe, and I ended up in Morocco. And in Morocco, I was standing around waiting for the Marrakesh Express. Yes, just like the song, there is a Marrakesh Express that goes from Casablanca to Marrakesh. And in the railway station, a lot of the local folks, you know, they wore these long robes called jalabas, which are robes, heavy woolen robes, which don't seem to be that helpful in the heat, but they do protect you. They protect you from the rays of the sun. And inside the train station, there weren't a lot of benches. Everybody was squatting. While waiting for the train, they were squatting. They were pulling their jalaba over their knees, and they were squatting. That's how they sat and relaxed. And that engages your glutes. Well, there weren't no chairs for paleo humans. This is a modern invention, chairs. And we spend a lot of time, I mean, here I am, I'm sitting in a chair, decrying sitting in a chair, because that's how I broadcast. I guess I could have a standing desk. Some broadcasters do that. But there's a study which corroborates what we already know, which is that reducing your time sitting can prevent back pain. So I did a study in Finland, and I think this actually may be a unique study, because they actually got people to reduce their sitting by 40 minutes per day on average during a 6-month intervention period. They were normal middle-aged adults who, like most adults, sat a great deal, exercised little, and had gained some extra weight. And not only do these factors increase the risk for cardiovascular disease, but they also make back pain almost a universal problem among middle-aged sedentary individuals, right? Who doesn't have back pain? And so what they found is that back pain can be prevented by a modest intervention, which is just 40 minutes less sitting over a period of 6 months. Indeed, these folks reported less in the way of back pain. Now, you can go way beyond that. You can actually do the exercises which engage your gluteal muscles, exercises like kickbacks and bridges, the various exercises that target the gluteal muscles. But you got to relearn how to use them. You may have what's called gluteal amnesia or dead butt syndrome. And engaging your glutes is, you know, in addition to reducing your sitting time, is a plausible strategy for working your way out of back pain. Now, personally, it's working for me. I mean, I had more back pain in my, you know, 30s and 40s, for sure, than I have now. But the back, you know, upright posture for humans is a little bit of an evolutionary gamble. I mean, it frees our hands, and it has enabled civilization, because if you're walking on all fours, you know, you're not going to, you know, do a lot of stuff. But it places a lot of pressure on the spine and creates a lot of strain on supportive muscles. And we're not doing ourselves a favor by sitting for hours on end without engaging our muscles that normally support our back. 877-726-8255, our number. And this item, okay, so there's a big argument going on in the field of anti-aging. Some people say that through advances, we will routinely be able to live to 150. And other people say, no, there's kind of like a governor on longevity, that no matter how many diseases we vanquish, you know, maybe we come up with a surefire cure for heart disease and a surefire cure for cancer and a surefire cure for strokes and Alzheimer's and, you know, diabetes and all the things that ravage us, infectious diseases and so on. Could we still live to 150? Some people say yes, and some people say no. A big article published just this week by a guy named Jay Olshansky and colleagues, and I'll talk about him in a minute, Implausibility of Radical Life Extension in Humans in the 21st Century. He opined in 1990 that we were reaching the limits of our longevity. And because a lot of people were very optimistic around 1990. They said, look, we're making a lot of progress. We're curing a lot of diseases. We can extend life well beyond our current limits. And it'll be routine for people to be 100 in just 30 years. And by 2150, people routinely can live 150 years. Okay? He said no. He said, however, I'm saying in 1990 that that's not likely. So now, was it 34 years later, he writes this article, I was right. And the reason is, I mean, he did a lot of analysis of longevity trends. And what he discovered is that longevity trends, they're slowing. People aren't living longer. In fact, people are living less long in the United States. But that's because we're fatter, less healthy. We have deaths of despair, socioeconomic problems, drugs, murders, alcoholism. We're going backwards. Although I think we're making some gains on smoking as a major cause of death. Fewer people are smoking. But so what he's saying is, no, it's not plausible. And it's interesting because in 2000, American biologist Stephen Austad was quoted in Scientific American as saying, and I'm quoting, the first 150-year-old person is probably alive right now. That's in the year 2000. So Olshansky said, nope, I'll make you a bet. It's called the lifespan bet, on whether someone born before the year 2000 will still be living and be of sound mind on January 1st, 2150. Austad bet in favor, and Olshansky took the view that it was unlikely anyone would live past 130. And the current record is 122. Jean Calment, French woman, they say, although, you know, sometimes disputed because birth records were a little funky when she was born in the 19th century, she was 122. So how do you make a bet that's going to come due in 2150? Neither of these people would be alive. Ostad and Olshansky put $150 each into an investment fund. You can imagine how much that's going to compound, you know, by 2150. Could be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions. With the money and interest to go to the winner or to his descendants. Yeah, more likely his descendants in 2150. So that's kind of interesting. So this is an interesting controversy within the anti-aging movement. You know, there are two basic ways to extend life. One is to vanquish disease. But if even we vanquish disease, aging itself is a process. And we actually have to attack the very process of aging. And people are working on this. They're looking at different compounds, different drugs, different supplements that may fundamentally alter the aging process. But so far, with few verifiable results. Some people are taking anti-aging drugs at great expense. Some people are taking rafts of supplements. I think the issue is more not lifespan, but health span. It's like, how long are you going to stay healthy, independent, cognitively intact? You still may meet your maker in your 80s or 90s, or perhaps you're lucky at 100. And by the way, on average, only 1 to 5% might survive until their 100th birthday. So it's not that common. I mean, there's a lot of people, maybe millions of people, because it's a big population, but centenarians are rare. So, this is a controversy we'll keep our eyes on, because we're looking for that magic bullet. Hey, you know, maybe we'll have the Ozempic for aging. Maybe eventually that'll come true. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. You've heard me say for years that NT Factor is the breakthrough supplement that's proven to repair and renew your body's cells. That includes your immune cells, such as your T cells and white blood cells. NT Factor has been shown to contribute to a more robust and effective immune response. So now that we're in cold and flu season, NT Factor is combining with powerful antioxidants, vitamin C and D, to provide you with an immune booster bundle. Vitamin C and D help stimulate the production of white blood cells and activate immune cells, which play a key role in defending against pathogens. Together with NT Factor, they help modulate immune function, reduce inflammation, and promote overall immune health. For a limited time, buy a bottle of NT Factor with D3K2 and get a bottle of C1000 with NT Factor absolutely free. That's a savings of over $26. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Save over $26 on the powerful cocktail of vitamins C and D with NT Factor at ntfactor.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Okay, in our final segment, we're going to talk about arm position and blood pressure readings. What happens when you don't do it right? Does it really have an impact? A new study sheds light on that question. Also, Zantac. GlaxoSmithKline had a problem with a very commonly used medication. It's a medication used for heartburn and ulcers. It is a medication that's been superseded by things like Prilosec and Prevacid, new, more powerful proton pump blockers. The older generation of ulcer medication and acids included Zantac and Pepcid. Okay, those are the two main ones. And then, because they went off patent and generics were dirt cheap, they decided to make them available over the counter. So you could go to, you know, your drugstore, you can go to a supermarket, and you could buy Zantac or Pepcid because you got a little heartburn. You know, maybe you ate a chili dog or something and you want to relieve your stomach discomfort, you just take a Zantac. Headline, GlaxoSmithKline agrees to settle about 80,000 Zantac lawsuits for up to $2.2 billion. All right, so what went wrong? Well, as so often happens, these big litigations are often settled. You know, they go through some process of discovery, and they, you know, eventually the company who's accused gives up, and there's a payout. And you, these are class action lawsuits. There's, you know, people just sign on, and they're even advertised on TV. You know, just like, you know, if you've been harmed by Zantac, you develop cancer. In this case, cancer was the risk. Call 1-800, sue the bastards, and you can join this class action lawsuit. Well, a lot of people did, 80,000 people. 10 plaintiffs law firms resolves about 80,000 cases, 93% of cases pending against the British drug maker in state courts nationwide. And so this is the problem. With the Zantac. The Zantac was not carcinogenic, but if improperly stored at high temperatures, one of its breakdown products was carcinogenic. There was also some problems with the manufacturer of Zantac. Some of the sources were offshore from China, and they weren't so great. So so this has been going back and forth a long time. Various companies that made Zantac won a major victory in 2022 when a Florida federal court judge ruled that about 50,000 cases could not go forward because they said the plaintiff's expert testimony was junk science. And, you know, there's 14,000 of those cases still in the pipeline being appealed. So this is the ingredient in Zantac is called ranitidine. And it could degrade into NDMA, which is a carcinogen over time or when exposed to heat. So this is not something that they foresaw. And, you know, they settled without an admission of guilt, you know, which is usually a kind of a good thing, right, for them. It's the, you know, we'll pay out, but, you know, we don't think we did anything wrong. But, hey, you know, the expedient thing to do is, you know, we'll pay the speeding ticket. Interestingly, Zantac is still on the market. You know, you go to a store and you can buy something called Zantac 360. Zantac 360. Well, wait a minute. You know, it causes cancer. You're going to buy Zantac 360? Well, it's been reformulated. Zantac 360 has the active ingredient famotidine, which is Pepcid. Pepcid is famotidine. And it also contains some of these inactive ingredients: carnauba wax, cornstarch, hydroxypropyl cellulose, hypomellose, magnesium stearate, microcrystalline cellulose, red iron oxide, sodium starch glycolate, talc, titanium dioxide, and yellow iron oxide. I'm not sure where they add all these, you know, funky ingredients to over-the-counter products, but they do. Zantac 360 is now Pepcid. You can still buy it. And to the best of our knowledge, it doesn't cause cancer. Okay, so what happens when you do your blood pressure run? You're supposed to lay your arm flat on a table and relax and not talk and be kind of chill. But a lot of people, they just let their arm hang down, okay? Or they rest their arm in their lap. What happens when you do that? How does that affect blood pressure? In this study, they found that supporting the arm on the lap overestimated blood pressure by 4 points, That's the systolic. That's the first number. And diastolic also by 4 points. So you're going to get an erroneous blood pressure. I mean, that's not that much, but that's an average. For some people, it could be more. For some people, less. An unsupported arm at the side was even worse. It overestimated systolic blood pressure. You just don't let your arm hang down. By 6.5 points, and diastolic blood pressure by 4.5 points. So, yeah, the take-home message is make sure that you do it right when you're doing it at home or even at a doctor's office. I've seen, you know, cases where people even do it, health professionals even do it wrong sometimes. You know, just do it any old way. And the way to do it is put your arm on the table. Oh, by the way, your arm should be at approximately heart level. So like kind of towards the middle of your breastbone at that level, not like a very low table, because that, you know, the lower your arm is, the more it's going to exaggerate your blood pressure. You're going to get an erroneous reading. Okay, well, that's all the time we have for today. Appreciate your listenership. And a reminder, the supplements we talk about here in Intelligent Medicine, many available at my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com, where we stock only the highest quality supplements. Some are hard to find elsewhere. It's a safe and secure way to get supplements that are not counterfeit and adulterated. Also, go to drhoffman.com for all things Intelligent Medicine, because we've got podcasts there. You can subscribe to them through your favorite podcast portal. Also, subscribe to our newsletter via drhoffman.com every week in your inbox. Important information. And keep listening to our weekly podcasts as well. Have yourselves a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.